Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
All right. Well, welcome, Lucia. Thank you for volunteering to be our demo subject for our anxiety clearing exercise. We call that ACE for short. And to help you clear the screen of something that you are anxious about. Now, remember, anxiety is a messenger, right? So is there something that you are anxious about in the future, like something specific?
Yes, I wrote this business plan and I have to give it to the government.
Oh, okay.
But I am so afraid of rejection that I don't finish it and I don't send it. And I had to send it 2 months ago.
Okay. So is there a deadline for that you have to send it?
No, only my own money problems.
Okay. When would you like to send it?
Next Monday.
Oh, okay. All right. So Monday, what's the date on Monday? It is the
November 24th.
Okay.
November. And is this business plan for the purpose of receiving a grant? Is that why you're doing this, Lucia? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on mental health waiting lists. So I'm building kind of a bridge for the time that they have to wait. Some have to wait 8 months, some a year. And I'm providing Facebook group and a community and some Zoom classes so they don't feel that alone in that time.
Oh, that's such a beautiful
concept. That's amazing. Okay. Well, this is definitely something that you can bring in to those clients as well. So just for everybody here, you know, we're going to walk you through the process. We do actually have a proper training course that can teach you how to do this. And we'll give you the script and everything as well. It's actually called Clear the Screen. And so if you are interested in bringing this into that program, by all means, we would love for you to share this. Okay, so let's use November 24th, which is next Monday. Let's say by 5 o'clock, right? We have to be very specific about timing here. So by 5 o'clock, by the end of the day, you will have this sent out. Okay? All right. Now, I want you to, first of all, I'm going to ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being just a little bit of anxiety, or let's start with 0. 0 being you have no anxiety at all. 10 being, oh my gosh, this is the most anxious you've ever been. Where are you on that scale right now?
Like 9.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome. All right. That's some good anxiety around it. Which, fair enough. This is going to affect a lot of people's lives, right? This can really, really change people's lives. So, yes, I can 100% agree with that. Okay. So, what I want to ask you next, Lucia, is, what would be the perfect... Actually, you know what? We're not even going to go there yet. We're going to, first of all, Melissa's going to take you... I want to share how we're going to do this. Melissa's going to actually elicit your timeline, okay? And just to confirm, you've never done any type of timeline therapy sessions at all? Nothing to do with timeline therapy?
Maybe once with Regan Milhern or something? Regan Milhern?
Okay, it could be something different. I don't believe that she does this... modality. There are lots of other timeline type of therapies. This is very specific. So Melissa's gonna elicit your timeline, and then she's gonna take you on a little practice float so that you can experience what it feels like to float. And for the rest of you here, feel free to join in on that. All right, just to experience that. And if you have something that you're anxious about, go ahead and play alongside. Right, we're gonna just explain it with Lucia here. Okay. Once she's done that, then I'll actually walk you through the actual technique. And for those that know how this works, it takes a lot longer to set it up, explain it, and do all the things. The actual change work is very, very fast. All right. So this is all just a setup for you to understand how we're going to actually do it. And then once we actually do the change work, I'll guide you through that. Okay. Sound good? And yes. We always ask permission before we do anything, especially when we're working with the unconscious mind. So, Lucia, is it all right with your unconscious mind for you to make this change today and for you to be aware of it consciously?
Yes.
Beautiful. That is a very congruent, out loud yes. So we know that she actually does want to release this. Awesome. Well, thank you. All right, Melissa.
Beautiful. Thank you. So, Lucia, what I'm going to guide you through is using your imagination. And however your unconscious mind plays along, however it brings up your timeline, however you float above your timeline is absolutely perfect for you. Okay? I don't want your conscious mind going, am I doing this right? I don't know if I'm doing it right. You are doing it right as long as you are following my instructions. Okay? So I will simply guide you. You follow what I'm saying. However you do it is perfect. Are we good with that?
Yes.
Awesome. So we want to work with the unconscious mind here, obviously, and we want to get out of our monkey mind. So in order to do that, one of the best ways to do that is just to take three really deep inhales and exhales with a, so I can hear the air coming out of your body as you drop down into your body and out of your conscious mind. So I'll just have you go ahead and do that now. You can close your eyes as you do it. And once you're completed, I will start the process with you.
Okay.
Good. Beautiful. So, Lucia, if I were to ask your unconscious mind where your past is and where your future is, I have an idea that you might say it's from left to right or up to down or back to front or in some direction in relation to your body. And it's not your conscious concept that I want. It's your unconscious. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where is your past? To what direction would you point? Beautiful. And your future? What direction would you point if I were to ask? Thank you. Wonderful. So now as you bring to mind those two directions you just pointed to, do you notice that they imply a line?
Yes.
Good. Now, when I say line, I don't mean to imply only visual, because in a moment, I'm going to ask you to float up above that line. And by float, I also mean as the sounds floating on the wind or floating in the bathtub or visually. However you float up above your timeline is absolutely perfect. So can you just close your eyes and just float up above your timeline, up above your timeline, and make sure you are looking through your own eyes. And now remaining up above your timeline, just float back into the past. Are you there? Good.
Yes.
Now I want you to float back toward now and stop there. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Now facing toward the future, float up higher and farther back into the past. And now float out into the future, right out into your future. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. And now float up higher. Float so high that your timeline seems like it's only 1 inch long. Good. And now I want you to float back to now, float down into now, come back into the room and open your eyes. Good. How was that?
Funny, I had a clue.
Yes. Wonderful. Well, congratulations on your first float and thank you for following my instructions. And now I'm going to hand it back to Billy to do the actual change work, which takes moments.
And something Melissa just said there was congratulations on following instructions. That is the hardest part for most people because they get into their conscious mind and start doing things that we're telling you not to do. And again, imagination is so important here because we're going to use that right now in order for your anxiety to say bye-bye. Okay?
Yeah. Sorry, ready? my computer was running low. I didn't realize. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's bring back to mind what you said you were anxious about. Was this submitting a business plan to the government by next Monday, November 24th by 5 p.m.? Yes?
Yes.
I'm going to recalibrate this again. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being no anxiety, 10 being the worst, where is your anxiety at right now about that event?
Like 4.
Oh, it's already gone down. Okay, agree. It was at 9 before we started. We haven't even done any change work yet. This is beautiful. This is proof that your unconscious mind is already working. And because we've been talking about this, it's already doing some of the work for you. You guys notice how it went from a 9 to a 4. We haven't even done anything yet. When we teach people how to do a full quantum breakthrough, the change work starts happening by the moment people commit to it. Because the unconscious mind is already, and it's very, very smart, this unconscious mind of ours, it already knows. So congratulations on that on its own. Wow, that amazing. So let's see if we can get that number even lower, okay? So what I want, before we actually do that, what I want you to just explain or share is what would be the perfect outcome for this? I know you said you wanted to get a grant. So what would be that perfect outcome? Is it just like one grant that you're applying for? Is it different grades or what would be the perfect thing?
Well, I'm applying kind of for like 5 years, right? Like it's like a big project. I want it to exist a long time.
So it's for it. So you would get the funding for 5 years is basically what the perfect outcome.
Well, I guess they would give an amount or something. I don't know what they will decide. So that's also the anxiety. Like, what can I ask for? I've never done this.
Good.
How much can I ask for? Yeah. How much? Yeah.
Okay. Well, that being aside, I know, you know, our good old AI ChatGPT likely could, you know, you could ask it, and because there's probably other people that have done something like this. So you can actually, it can give you a number, right? So let's just, if you were to know, what would be the perfect number for you?
10,000 euros.
Perfect. Are you in Europe?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Whereabouts are you?
In Holland.
Oh, beautiful. I love that place. Okay. All right. So the 10,000 euros would be the most ideal for you to be able to sustain this for 5 years. Okay.
Well, no, that's just for the startup money.
Okay.
But with startup, I feel like they trust me, they believe in the project, and we start it.
Okay. All right. So let's stick to that, because this is for acute, right? You can use this as many times as for as many things as you need it. Say you submit it, and now you want to submit something else, you can always use this technique as well. Okay. This, you can't overdose on this, right? We always say this with our work. You can't overdose, right? So use as needed. Okay. So I want you to just close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to bring to mind that whatever you want for this project to move forward has happened, right? Whatever amount of money, whether it's 10,000 euros or even more, whatever it is for you to sustain this beautiful project of yours for the next 5 years, it is happening. Okay. Can you bring a picture to mind for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I want you to make that picture as beautiful as possible. This is what we call submodality. So make it the perfect visual. All right. So whatever brightness in the colors, whatever vividness in those colors, just pump up the colors. What sounds are important? Is it, you know, cheering? Is it you saying to yourself, yes, I did it? All right, whatever sounds those are, if it's people applauding, whatever that is, if it's the voice of these women or whoever you are going to help in this community, bring that to mind. All right, make it the perfect sound as well. And then bring to mind whatever feelings you're feeling, whether it's joy, excitement, pride, happiness, whatever those feelings are that you are feeling that you have gotten what you wanted to do this project, bring that to your mind as well now. And really pump up those feelings. Really sit in those feelings. What does it feel like? Good. All right, you got that? Okay, so just keeping your eyes closed now. I want you to float up above your timeline. I want you to float up above your timeline. And I want you to float out to the future. 15 minutes past, let's say 5:15 p.m. next Monday, November 24th. And I want you to go 15 minutes past the successful completion of this event about which you thought you were anxious. And tell me when you're there.
Yes, I'm there.
Good. Now turn and look toward now along the timeline. Now, where's the anxiety?
Well, still in my chest.
So keep your eyes closed. I want you to bring back to mind the successful completion. All right. Bring that to mind as you're up there floating. You're after the successful completion. Okay. Whatever you need for this to happen has been successfully completed. Bring that to mind. you have that?
You can hear the sounds. You can feel the feelings of having successfully received the funding that you wanted.
Got that?
Yeah, I'm noticing that I need some help with picturing it. Like maybe I've helped, I don't know, 2,000 people. I need to see the number, I guess, because like otherwise...
Well, let's do this just for this submission, okay? You have provided all the details that you need, because by next Monday, you're not going to be helping those 2,000 people, so we want to make it realistic. By next Monday, you have submitted this document to the government in the best way that you could in order for you to get what you want. Okay, I want you to sit in that. You got that? You feel so confident and so powerful in everything that you have submitted when you hit that send button. Got it? Okay, so you brought that picture to mind. You cannot feel any better than what you have already done when you submitted this document, this business plan. Okay? Now, look toward now, along your timeline. Now, where's the anxiety?
What do you mean with where's the anxiety?
Is it still there?
Or is it gone?
I think the anxiety for the document is one.
Okay.
Yet I feel another anxiety.
Okay. So close your eyes. Stay with me. Stay with me. All right.
Focus just on this document.
Yeah. So remember, we can use this.
I'm like, I'm going to disappoint all those people.
Okay. No. Okay. Stop. Stop.
Cancel.
Stay with me, Lucia. Keep your eyes closed because we're still above the timeline. All right. Keep your eyes closed. And we're still above the timeline. All right. And again, we want you to focus on the successful completion of just this piece, right? Just this piece of you submitting the document. We're not looking again into the beyond the future. Just this piece.
Can I say something?
Sure.
It is, I think I have to not look at like, it's also about that they accept it.
Exactly.
Right?
Because that's the next piece. So this is the first piece, right? We have to go in pieces. So the first piece is you submitting the business plan. Whatever happens after, we'll deal with that. This piece of just you submitting it next Monday, we want you to focus on that piece. Okay? Remember, this is very contextual, this technique. All right? So again, bring that piece to mind. You submitted this document, you hit send, and it is the best option that you could have done. You put your best work into this. Okay? You got that? Okay. So now the anxiety got down to one. Is there any anxiety left or is it completely gone now?
I still have some anxiety about, I doubt a little bit if I, because I'm not like a business person in that sense.
Okay. So stop. Again, we're thinking about what we don't want. You have in your mind, you brought this picture to mind that it is the best business plan, regardless of what you needed or what you know or what you don't know. You have submitted the best business plan that you are capable of submitting, and you're feeling amazing about it. That's what I want you to bring to mind. Okay, this is where control of your thoughts really comes in. Okay, so are you thinking of that specific piece of it?
Good.
Amazing. You feeling so much joy and so much pride. And you're feeling, wow, I actually did it. You got that? Okay. Now, where's the anxiety?
Now I only feel joy and no anxiety.
Oh, beautiful. Yay. All right. Float back to now. I want you to float back to now. So float on your timeline. Float back to now. Into the room. You back into now?
Yeah.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You see how our mind wants to go in all these different directions? And as long as we can control it and we can just bring it
mutating.
Back. God. Right? That's just programming. That's the programming that just it talks about, oh, well, what if this happened? What if that happens? And all we can do, and that anxiety for that specific piece left. Because remember, we can only do it one step at a time. The first step is what you need to do. The next step after that, that's when we get into overwhelm. And overwhelm is a stuck state. And we don't want to be in a stuck state because we want to keep moving forward. And so congratulations. It took a little time because your unconscious mind was like, well, what about them? And it's like, no, I'm asking you this and I want you to listen to me.
Right? Maybe that's why it's so hard, because it was not only one fear. There were like five or so.
And you can use this for every step of the way. Now, again, if this is generalized anxiety, then we would do a full timeline therapy session. However, this is just for acute anxiety. But you see how quickly it went away? Soon as you shifted your mind into what you want and successfully, you see how it disappeared? Right? It started at 9. And now we're to 0. It's gone. Now it got replaced with joy because you were focusing on what you wanted. You literally cleared the screen from the horror show and put up the love story. You see how different that feels? And the more you do this, the every time you get that anxiety, the more you do this, you are literally training your brain to say, no, I'm not going to focus on the horror show. I'm going to focus on the love story.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
Your unconscious mind is just saying, thank you. Now I've got you focusing on what you want. I'm not needed anymore. Right? And the other aspect of this, in terms of going back to the jobs of the unconscious mind, its number one job is to keep us safe. And you're doing something you've never done before, and the unconscious mind is like, oh, she's going somewhere. I don't know where she's going. I don't know if I can keep her safe over there. And remember I said, it doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. And you imagined it going perfectly well. And the unconscious mind goes, oh, she's safe. Good. Anxiety isn't needed anymore. And you're focusing on what you want. And so it's literally a messenger to remind you. So anytime anxiety crops up, you can just think, what am I focusing on? Okay, I have to shift my focus to what I want and use this technique to do that, because you've literally just learned how to do it. And as Billy said earlier, we have a training that takes people through so they can become an anxiety clearing coach using this technique to help others. So with your mental health group, once you get the grant, because we know you will, once you get the grant, that could potentially be something that can help you help the people in your group while they wait.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Lucia. You followed the instructions, right? And you needed to, you knew, like, remember we said, like, whatever your picture is, we didn't tell you what picture that is. We want your unconscious mind to bring up the picture of what you need to know that you got what you wanted, right? That's why we say we're the tour guide. Your unconscious mind knows exactly what it needs to know and what it needs in order for you to release that anxiety. And so congratulations, you followed instructions and you trusted.
I liked it. Like, it's like traveling.
Yeah.
Space traveling.
Totally. It is. It's astral traveling, right? Beautiful. It's in the higher fields.
If you are enjoying this content on this podcast, we'd love to invite you to join us at our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop.
At this workshop, you'll get to experience and meet and greet the other 90% of your mind, our beautiful unconscious mind. It'll be super fun. It's experiential. You'll get to experience a live demo of the anxiety clearing exercise as well.
Just click the link below in the show notes and go ahead and register. We look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.